In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For honorable and pure lives before God that abhor all gluttony, greed, and hypocrisy. For our fasting that it might be a blessed chastening of the mind that reminds us that a broken and contrite spirit the Lord will not despise. Let us pray to the Lord. For all pastors who implore us on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God, that they would be sustained in faith, granted strength and diligence in their work, and that the earthly needs of their families may be well provided for. Let us pray to the Lord. For the families of our congregation, that God would defend His holy estate of marriage against every enemy that would divide, that He would strengthen parents for duties, especially bringing up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord, that all may be preserved faithful to the end. Let us pray to the Lord. For our nation, that we may become a people that guards the rights of the weakest, the most vulnerable among us, especially the unborn. Let us pray to the Lord. For comfort for God's people in their many afflictions, any that we speak aloud or remember in our hearts, that they may be granted healing, peace, and recovery, according to His will, given sure confidence that in Christ's wounds we are healed. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who receive the Lord's Supper this night, that by God's grace and power, they would return to the Lord, forsake sinful ways and thoughts, and that in receiving Christ's body and blood, they would taste the joy of God's abundant pardon. Let us pray to the Lord. For the grieving and the sorrowful, that they might have patience in tribulation and joy in God's salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray all these things in the name of our crucified and risen Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.